Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about today a very serious subject. What about a Biden-Harris America? What do you envision for America if Biden and Harris are elected November the 3rd as president and vice president of our nation? Are we watching the potentiality of a vote being stolen, an election being stolen? I say we are. I say that we have been watching the stage being set. We're watching a dress rehearsal and have been since the primary started back in March, April, and May. And we're seeing that, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a whole sheaf of articles that validate that from state after state after state across our nation. We're talking about the dangers of that because, ladies and gentlemen, if we have the wrong president, vice president in office, we risk the future of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. I watched the other evening on television as one of the major networks sent investigators and those commentators out on the streets asking the question about Biden, and asked the question basically in about 50 years of his being in the House and the Senate and vice president, what is the one thing that they can say that he's done? What is the one thing that's positive? One of them laughed and said, well, he smiles a lot. Another one laughed and said, well, he seems to be a kind man. Another one said, I can't name one thing. And on the story goes, ladies and gentlemen. So don't let the media fool you into believing that somehow, some way, that a man that cannot string two sentences together can be our president. Whoever's the vice president, and then in this case he's named Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris and her backers realize full well that if their team wins the election, she is the de facto president. That's the full facts of what we're seeing take place before our eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Are you concerned about the future of our nation? Are you concerned about our Constitutional Republic? Are you concerned about the position that Christians would be in and the churches, the moral, ethical, faith, family, and our future if we have a socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrat ticket being confirmed as president, vice president of America? Here's an article that says, all mail vote disaster provides warning for November election. Even as New Jersey voters look to the general election, many are still coping with the aftermath of the state's first mail-in vote. Patterson, at the Garden City's third largest city, that's Patterson, New Jersey, is mired with a burgeoning election scandal. One in five ballots have been rejected, and now four men, including councilmen and councilman-elect, have been charged by the state attorney general with criminal election fraud. The state's May 12th election was conducted entirely by mail. Governor Phil Murphy's order ballots were automatically sent to every registration. That makes Patterson an early test for the vote-by-mail model now being pushed by the political left. The fact that it immediately went off the rails is a warning to the nation that we would be foolish to ignore it. Concerns began mounting before voting had even ended. Unbelievably, ballots piled up in trash cans and apartment lobbies. Even though state law forbade anyone from collecting more than three ballots, roughly 800 ballots were found bundled together. 400 were stuffed into the mailbox. 360 were found in another in complete different towns. That evidence of illegal vote harvesting led officials to reject all of them. Another 1,214 votes were disqualified because the voter signatures didn't match official records, and 1,000 more became the bearers. The person who collected and delivered the vote didn't properly report doing so. Voters reporting never receiving ballots, even though they were all listed as having voted. In other words, someone else purportedly cast the votes for them. Ultimately, 20% of the ballots on the May 12th election primary were invalidated, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what we see and what I have researched and discovered in relationship to that. Just how many states and political races have seen successful use of the mail-in voting? None. Yet the absentee ballot still works, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about absentee ballots. We're talking about the universal mail-in ballot. Here's an article that says, yes, America, there is voter fraud. These recent cases prove it. And it goes on to talk about the fraud in Philadelphia. Fraud cases expanded. U.S. Justice Department just this past week charged former Democratic Congressman Michael Myers with stuffing ballot boxes and so forth. New Jersey mail-in ballot scheme exposed. New Jersey residents, including the city council member and one city council elect in Paterson, New Jersey, were charged last month with mail-in ballot fraud. West Virginia mail carrier nabbed in his mail-in ballot scheme. A mail carrier in Pendleton County, West Virginia, recently admitted to investigators that he had altered mail-in voting ballots and documents. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Northern Western Virginia are looking forward to prosecuting. California voter fraud conviction exposes Skid Row scheme. February, a 62-year-old Nathan Hall pleaded guilty in a scheme to pay money and give cigarettes to homeless people on Skid Row in exchange for false and fraudulent signatures on a petition. Illinois let non-citizens register to vote in a blunder. Goes on. Alabama absentee fraud pay-to-vote scheme exposed in New Jersey. Wisconsin County supervisor admits to allowing fraudulent ballots in the count. Absentee ballot theft in Florida. Wife of mayoral candidate nabbed in New Mexico for fraudulent voting. Indiana cop convicted of voter fraud for helping his father win the race. Double voting in Arizona. On and on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's across the nation. It's proliferating. And yet we're talking about allowing it on a universal basis for America, for the presidential election, as is being pushed by the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot allow it. Here's an article that says over 223,000. Listen to this. Over 223,000. Not 23,000, over 223,000 mail-in ballots bounced as undeliverable in recent Clark County, Nevada primary election. If you support universal or near-universal mail-in balloting for 2020 election, you also have to believe that we get it right, or it right is not enough. For the first time, even though mail-in balloting on the level has never been tried before in American history. You also have to explain away why Clark County, Nevada, universal mail-in balloting resulted in one of every six ballots being undeliverable in the primary count of the race. According to the Public Interest Legal Foundation, a conservative election integrity watchdog firm, over 223,000 ballots bounced because the addresses were incorrect or totally outdated. Further in the article, it states, the figures released by the Clark County Election Department to the foundation outlined the risk of the forthcoming all-mail election to Nevada purely for cost and process error standpoint. Of the 1,325,934 ballots sent out, 223,000 were undeliverable. This is even more staggering when you consider 305,008 ballots were accepted in return. So out of the 1,325,934, 300,008 were returned, and out of that, 223,469 were undeliverable. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an astronomical majority of the ballots. This is why it is so dangerous to look forward to what they're pushing for as a universal mail-in vote. Let me I just quickly say, and then we'll take our caller. May I say this quickly? Ladies and gentlemen, if we have the universal mail-in ballot for the November the 3rd election, we'll be waiting until end of November, December, January before we discover who the presidential candidate that is to be seated will have been determined the victor in the race. In fact, it is my most humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, if we do universal mail-in balloting on a wide scale in America, we will find that in sometimes December or January, the Supreme Court will determine who the presidential candidate that won the election would be, and we will have another fiasco as we had in 2000, where it took the Supreme Court to decide between Bush and Gore for the presidential candidate then. It will be far worse this November if we allow the universal voting to take place, because it's an attempt to steal the election for the Biden-Harris campaign. I believe we have a call on the line. Go read the question and comment, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Derby.
Yes, Derby, go ahead.
I'd like to talk about something that will take place before the election, which is equally important. That is presidential debate. If we do not have a debate, what we have is the presidential interviews. A real debate is between two people with different opinions they state their point, and then the other guy will refute or tear down the opponent's opinion. And all we need is a timekeeper. We don't need a reporter asking loaded questions. I am not interested in what Chris Wallace will say. I'm interested in what Biden or Trump will say. We don't need moderators. We need a timekeeper, period. And the Republicans are stupid, including Trump, to allow such a presidential interview, which is never favorable to Republicans. That is my point.
Absolutely, and thank you for that insight and for that comment. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that Derby is exactly right. But secondly, Derby, if I might say this, I personally do not believe we will have a presidential interview, as you called it. You're right. I don't believe we'll have a presidential debate. I don't believe that Joe Biden will get out of his basement to do a one-on-one debate or interview with President Donald J. Trump. Joe Biden cannot put two sentences together, much less respond to any questions. If there are any questions at all, if he has a debate or interview at all, it will be such a low-profile, softball question and answer, and with the time clock set, that Trump will not have an opportunity to refute anything that's said. I don't believe we'll have any advantage of that whatsoever. I'm in agreement with you. A debate is debate, where you have simply a referee, as I call it, that will keep the two candidates separated and keep the gloves on properly so that they can debate the issues and get to the meat of the subject so the general public can see who we have running as president. I'm in full agreement with that, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm in prayer that we will have some of the proper peripherals that will have us, we the people, an opportunity to see and hear Joe Biden in his attempt to respond. I don't believe, and I'll repeat it, I don't believe we'll have a debate by Joe Biden. Joe Biden cannot face off with Donald J. Trump with any success or any potentiality of success whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, 2020, end of the USA, question mark. President Trump just mistakenly backed mail-in elections in Florida. Apparently, he has totally forgotten. Listen carefully now to the narrative of this article. Apparently, he has totally forgotten about watching Democrats block hanging chads, knock hanging chads to the floor in the endless 2000 recounts as Democrat Party poll workers tried to turn the state and county over to Al Gore. Trump may have overlooked the fact that he cannot back mail-in election in one state while opposing them in the other 49 states. Not sure who's advising Trump these days, but whoever it is, they are leading him off the cliff. Today, the Republican governor of Arizona is in the Oval Office pitching to President Trump his mail-in election campaign plans. Unless Republicans plan on cheating five times as much as Democrats in the mail-in scheme, they can't win this game. Hear that? The Republicans have to cheat five times more than the Democrats in order to win in a scheme of mail-in voting. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's what this writer is talking about. Several times on television, President Trump has bragged about the mail-in voting in Florida, how it is good, how it is all right, and is workable. Ladies and gentlemen, he has misstated the absentee ballot process in the state of Florida. In the state of Florida, we've historically had an absentee ballot where you could call in and ask for a absentee ballot. You would have your absentee ballot number that is on the list so that your ballot is numbered. You will have to qualify, i.e., have identification. You'll have to have your signature validated and mail it back in a timely fashion. That is the absentee ballot. And until 2016, who did it, why it was done, I will never understand it. But the law was tweaked and the terminology was tweaked to say in the state of Florida, rather than calling it an absentee mail-in ballot, it is now simply called a mail-in ballot. So it is not the universal mail-in ballot process that you see in the blue states across America where they're wanting to try to steal the election. And President Trump did misstate that when he made the statement about the state of Florida, it is workable and good. That is not the case at all. This article further says, in any legitimate election process, demented Joe couldn't win a local race for a dog catcher. That's why the 2020 election will be anything but legitimate. But when we have rigged and an illegitimate election process well in advance of the election, you could run Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd on the ticket and win. TV talking heads seem transfixed on who Dementia Joe will pick for VP. That was prior to his picking Kamala Harris. goes further to say, no, it's not about Obama. No, it's about who Obama can mentor as they usher in the final stages of the global Marxism after the election. It's all about Obama choosing a running mate for demented Joe, and who will be Obama, help Obama finish off the Constitutional Republic and create a new third world member of the global community, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that article was exactly right. We need to understand that behind the scenes, you have one of the major advisors for Joe Biden is none other than President Obama, former President Obama, and as such, he's giving him proper advice as to how to steal the election. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Obama is still in control of the Democratic Party. He's behind the scenes pulling the strings and orchestrating who will be that VP, because Obama will be the one in charge of the presidential office if Joe Biden is elected. We have a major, major, major potential problem before us if we use the universal mail-in. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says 28 million, listen, hear me, 28 million, not 28,000, 28 million mail-in ballots went missing in the last four elections. Between 2012 and 2018, 28.3 million mail-in ballots remain unaccounted for. According to the data of the Federal Election Assistance Commission, these missing ballots amount to nearly one in five of all absentee ballots and ballots mailed in by voters residing in the states that do elections exclusively by mail. State and local authorities simply have no idea what happened to these ballots since they were mailed, and the figure of 28 million missing ballots is likely even higher because some areas in the county, notably Chicago, did not respond to the federal agency's survey questions. This figure does not include ballots that were spoiled, undelivered, and or came back for any reason. These questions are particularly relevant at COVID-19 pandemic is forcing states across the county, a country, to rapidly expand vote-by-mail operations in an election year. Democratic Senators Amy Klobuchar and Ron Wyden have proposed National Disaster Relief Ballot Act for 2020, a bill that would allow every eligible voter to the opportunity to vote by mail regardless of the state laws, that is overrunning the laws of the state, regardless of state laws regarding mail-in ballots. A significant increase in mail-in voting this fall could greatly incentivize ballot harvesting, where third parties collect mail-in ballots on behalf of voters and deliver them to the election officials. There's long been a consensus that such a practice incentivizes fraud, and ballot harvesting is illegal in most of the country. Public debate over the issue has intensified in recent years after a GOP operative in North Carolina was indicted for crimes relating to ballot harvesting in 2018. The same election cycle, California legalized ballot harvesting, and observers say the practice played a key role in ousting several Republican congressmen in Orange County in 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the stealing of an election. We're talking about what America will look like, and we'll look at that agenda in a moment. We're talking about what America will look like if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris goes into office as president and vice president. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I just had a few quick questions and see what you had to think about it. Before President Trump was elected, what was the feminist movement that was going on by the Democratic Party?
It was the National Movement for the Women's March, as they called it.
The Me Too.
That was organized by all of the, I call them the leftists, anti-Trump, anti-American, the ones against the Constitutional Republic. But go ahead.
And what is the movement that is currently happening, pushed by the Democratic Party, concerning black people?
Well, it's the Black Lives Matter, BLM. Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with the pigmentation of the skin, but it has all to do with the socialist Marxist movement. In fact, out of the Black Lives Matter, the three women that started the organization, two of them they confess themselves. They call themselves feminist queers. And out of the three of them, all three of them brag about being highly trained Marxists. And the Marxist agenda is none other than to overthrow the constitutionality of the United States of America.
So if both of those were led by the Democratic Party, can you tell me why a black female is accepting to be the vice president underneath a white male who is losing his brain? Doesn't that defy all of their movements?
That's a good question. Number one, Kamala Harris is not an African-American, as they claim. She is brown-toned pigmentation skin. That is true, but she is not an African-American. Her parents were not blacks. They were not African-Americans. They were brown-skinned people, but they were not African-American. She is not an African-American, and that's the dilemma that I have been concerned about of late, in particular after he named her, because everybody's gleeful that here we have with a African-American that's at the VP position, but that is not the case at all. But the thing is that they're looking at is the skin tonation, and so as a result of that, they're looking at it on the basis that we have a person of color. In fact, there was 100 people that had sent a letter to Joe Biden, demanded that he appoint someone, select someone that was not white and is female. That was the only criteria, not a matter of qualification, not a matter of what could be done to help America and our constitutional republic. But that's that today we've become so politically correct that that is the only criteria by which you make a decision on who's running.
Mm-hmm. That's all I needed to bring up, was that these two movements that they push seem to just fall off the wayside right now.
Yep, that is the whole point, because what we're watching, and thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right and insightful in that question, those questions that you've asked. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're watching is the movement in America today to steal an election. It is the Biden-Harris ticket that intends to do so, and they're trying to do so. I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, that our nation will see major hysteria, anxiety, and serious harm to the election system for November. There's no question in my mind. But in particular, this presidential election, ladies and gentlemen, that is in jeopardy as a result of the push that we see taking place to, in some fashion, let everything be done by mail. Here's an article that says, Trump keeps talking about this race to discredit mail-in voting, this writer says. The racist winner has had enough. President Donald Trump, former representative in Congress, wants him to stop talking about her contested presidential primary race. Ladies and gentlemen, to sum it down, it's the 12th District congressional person in New York that, as you know, back in March, they had the presidential primary. And as of the mid part of June, they still did not determine who the winner was because of the conflict with about 65,000 mail-in votes that flooded into the Board of Elections. And they could not determine who really won the election. When President Trump started talking about it, then all of a sudden they turned it over to a judge, and a judge in New York made the decision of who would win the race. The one that really had more votes, and the votes, there are still thousands and thousands and thousands of votes that were never certified, never counted. And as a result of that, a socialist Marxist Democrat was determined to be the winner by a judge. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying that if we continue down the track that we're going now with the universal mail-in for the ballot for the presidential election, we will have a Supreme Court justice someplace between December and 1st of January that will determine who the candidate who won the election. And that is simply unreal and unsatisfactory in my sight as to who will be the president of the United States of America. In fact, we perhaps will not know, as I said, who the real winner would be until days, weeks, or months later. Ladies and gentlemen, we have about 80 days. Listen carefully. We have about 80 days to decide on just what kind of America we want for the future of America. Do we want a socialist, Marxist, Democrat, or do we want a constitutional republic that we have been so blessed of God for 244 years to enjoy? So, ladies and gentlemen, under a Biden-Harris presidency, this is where I want to go in the next few minutes. Under a Biden-Harris candidacy and presidency, I want us to understand exactly what we can expect. We can expect exactly to have no borders, no fence, and all illegals can come in at will. We can expect that, ladies and gentlemen. It is simply that we do not understand the dangers of having Kamala Harris. By the way, Kamala Harris is Jamaican and India. She is not African-American. Jamaican and India, that was her parents, Jamaican and India. That is the nation of India, India as a nation. But ladies and gentlemen, we can expect to have no borders, no fence, with all illegals coming in at will. If we have a Biden-Harris president and vice president, we can fully expect social medicine. So as to force the citizens to comply with governmental orders. Ladies and gentlemen, any dictatorship, any socialist, Marxist dictatorship over a nation, they're going to make sure that they control your medical care. They'll make sure that you have no weapons. They'll make sure that they control the educational system and thus totally control the populace at will. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden has already said that he would take all guns. Our Second Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, under a Biden administration will be absolutely destroyed. Absolutely destroyed. We can get a good illustration, indication of what that. The St. Louis prosecutor ordered crime labs to reassemble Patricia McCloskey's gun. You remember the case in St. Louis, Missouri, where the husband and wife, about 200-300 thugs, the socialist Marxist BLM protesters, as they were called, came in, knocked the fence down, knocked the gate down, came in and threatened the couple. They stood on their front porch with their weapons drawn. They did what was right. It was the Castle Doctrine, which is real in the state of Missouri, and they exercised their Second Amendment rights, but they are now being prosecuted. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is the way that the socialist Marxist Democrats will be able to confiscate weapons, is to, if you use your Second Amendment right, they will then accuse you of, in some way, going against the law and will prosecute you in order to confiscate your weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden said that he would be using Beto O'Rourke as his gun czar. And what did Beto say that he's going to do? Take away guns, confiscate the guns, outlaw all weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, police in a majority in a major city warned the public just recently, prepare to be robbed, obey the criminals, give them your cell phone, give them your wallet, et cetera, because, ladies and gentlemen, under a Biden and Harris administration, we will have no police enforcement. They want to defund law enforcement. They want to destroy law enforcement across America. Ladies and gentlemen, under a Biden and Harris agenda, we will have House Bill 5 that's already been passed by Nancy Pelosi and 240 socialist Marxist Democrats. That will become law. And under that law, ladies and gentlemen, LGBTQ, that's the sodomite agenda, will trump religious liberties. That's Nancy Pelosi's statement herself. Church and religious organization will have no religious liberties. Christians and pastors and churches will be prosecuted if they do not embrace and employ sodomites in their community and in their churches and organizations. Our children and grandchildren will be targets of the pedophiles and the perverts with no legal protection in the bathrooms, the locker rooms, and the shower rooms. Our women and our daughters will be open prey in the public bathrooms because the LGBTQ activists will have legal access to the lockers and showers. All national gas and oil production will cease and be shut down under the Biden-Harris agenda. There'll be no more airplanes, if you will, because the Green New Deal will stop all of that. Our manufacturing will all be shipped to China. Remember, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, John Kerry, and even Neil Bush have all had their hands in the till with China and Ukraine and Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. And we need not to sit down and can't sit out this election. We need to vote, speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen at the ballot box. Thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.